story of Mert and Marge. Mert is home again. The terrible shadow that hung over her life, gone forever. During the last hectic day of Mert's trial, you will remember, Jack Arnold, confident that Mert would be freed, promised to throw a big party in celebration. Many things have happened since that promise. The jury pronounced Mert guilty, then Sandfield Malone took the stand and confessed that he, not Mert, had killed Ray Hunt. Mert was set free. Sandfield is in jail awaiting trial. And tonight is the night of the promised celebration. In just a moment, we'll look in at the party in today's episode of the story of Mert and Marge. Let's join Mert and Marge and Jack Arnold as they are being ushered to a private dining room of the exclusive Pink Angel. Mert says...
A real party. Oh, this is going to be the biggest thrill I've had in a long time.
And you look wonderful, Myrtle.
Thanks, Jack.
Don't you like me a little bit too, Jack?
Oh, of course, Margie, and I like your new gown, too.
Oh, you just like it?
Well, in fact, it's the most beautiful creation I've ever seen. My dear, why, it's sensational.
Oh, Jack, you're overdoing it a little.
I hope you find everything satisfactory, Mr.
Oh, I'm sure it will be, Thomas. Thank you.
Oh, look, isn't the table beautiful? And look, Myrtle orchids again.
Our thoughtful Mr. Arnold.
Oh, girls, we're up at this end of the table.
Come on.
And, I've invited the chick-chicks. I thought that would please you, Myrtle.
Oh, well.
Are all of them coming, Jack?
Well, all but one.
You mean Billy?
Well, yes, Myrtle. I didn't quite know what to do about her, so I...
Hello, folks.
Oh, hello, Clarence.
How are you?
Well, let the festivities begin. Hope I haven't missed anything.
No.
Glad to see you, Mr. Arnold, and thanks for inviting
me. Oh, that's
me.
All right.
Mert, isn't it wonderful to be out of jail? I know how I felt the first day they delivered me from bondage. I was like the bird who got out of the gilded cage. Free.
If you mention jail again, Clarence, I'll untie your necktie.
You can't, dearie. It's sewed on.
Where are the girls, Clarence?
Oh, those Kates are dressing within an inch of their lives tonight. They'll be along. I just saw my friend Judge Casey out in the main room. I showed him my design for his new robe.
Oh, the red velvet ones, Clarence?
No, I've changed my mind. Huh? The new design calls for a pure white fitted robe with an overdrape of dark green velvet and a spring green beret.
Oh, fine.
Oh, it's simply gorgeous, but Judge didn't seem to like it.
He didn't?
No, the man's got absolutely no taste of style.
Oh, not really, Clarence.
Oh, I'll design one that will suit him yet. I do wish you'd decide on this one, though. It's really quite chic. Here come the girls.
Oh,
hello,
girls.
Hello,
girls.
How are
you? Mert, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, it's nice to get together again.
Oh, it's nicer than you'll ever know, Nell.
Hello, Mr. Arnold.
Oh, glad to see you, Mr. Arnold.
Hello, girls. Glad to see you.
Where do I sit, Mr. Arnold?
You'll find your place card somewhere there, Gwen.
If you can read, Florida.
Well, I guess I can read, Smarty. I learned once, and I even read a
Here's
book.
Here's your place, Gwen, over here next to Clarence.
Oh, is there no justice?
You sit here next to me, Nell.
Ladies and gentlemen, be seated.
Sounds like a minstrel show.
Thomas, you can open some champagne, and you know the special for Miss Minter.
Yes, Mr. Arnold.
Oh, you know, Jack, I wish you'd invited Billy.
Billy?
Yes, Billy. It looks as though we deliberately left her out. I think she's sincerely sorry for what she's done.
Well, she couldn't come anyway. She's locked up.
No, she isn't. Jack got her out yesterday.
Well, I don't think she'd fit in very well here, Myrtle.
Now, listen, girls. I want you all to give Billy a chance.
Yes, perhaps you're right, Myrtle. There's no use kicking the girl when she's down. Do you really want her here tonight?
Yes, I do, Jack. Let's give her a break.
Well, all right. I'll go call her. Have any of you got her telephone number?
Oh, yes. It's Bryant 3, 9876.
Why, Clarence, without any hesitation, just like that.
Oh, no, that's Judge Casey's number. See, Billy's his. Oh, wait till I look in my little red book. Oh, yeah, here it is, Mr. Arnold.
Oh, well, thanks. I'll go and call Billy. I'll be right back. Have a good time.
Oh, I think you're the biggest-hearted person in the whole world, Mert. After all that girl's done to you.
Now, listen, girls, and Clarence. Please treat her nicely when she comes.
But I don't like her, Mert.
Well, act like you do this time, won't you, Gwen?
Well, I can't act, Mert.
Right you are, dearie. Go to the head of the class and allow me to shake your hand.
Oh, you don't have to shake hands with me, Clarence. You can kiss me if you want to.
Who, me? Kiss you? Oh, no, you don't trap me that way. That's how Cleopatra got Caesar.
Hey, Clarence, those people out there in the main dining room seem to be having a good time, too. See through the door over there? Second table.
Where? Oh, over there. Gracious. Oh, look. There's Judge Casey with the funny hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he amusing? No, I think judges are the funniest people.
Oh, Myrtle, Billy will be right over.
She
didn't want to come, but I told her that you'd insist.
Well, I'm glad she's coming.
Margie, are you having fun?
Oh, you bet, Jack. Just loads of fun.
Well, I'm glad. Oh, Judge Casey's out there. He seems to be having a wonderful time. He's almost under the table.
Shall I start serving supper, Mr. Arnold?
Oh, yes, Thomas, thank you.
Oh, boy, am I hungry.
Oh, I am too.
Well, look, there's Billy in the doorway.
Already?
Change seats, will you, Nell? I'll go get her. Hello, Billy. Come on, sit over here next to me.
Hello, Miss.
I guess I shouldn't be here, but Mr. Arnold said to...
Sure, we wanted you.
Here's an extra glass for you.
Thanks. Here's to you, Miss. One swell guy.
Thank you. And how about a little toast to Billy here? She's one of us again.
Inasmuch as this party is in honor of Myrtle, I suggest that Myrtle give us a speech.
Oh, no, Jack, I never made a speech in my life.
Well, this is a good time to start, Myrtle. Go on.
Oh, don't get stage fright, Myrtle. We're all your friends, except Billy. Oh, stop kicking me, Clara.
Well, all right. How do I begin?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I heard a speech once. The lady said, Mr. President.
Oh, Gwen, go on, Myrtle.
I'm awfully glad to be here with y'all tonight. It's as if I'd been away for a long time. And I'm glad we're all going to Chicago together. I know the Windy City pretty well, and it's a wonderful town. We'll have lots of fun there. I can't tell you how I feel now that this trouble's over. And well, it's great to have such wonderful friends. The only bad part of going to Chicago, though, is that Mr. Arnold will be here in New York. We'll all miss you, Jack. I guess that's all. Thank you, gang. Come on, Jack, you make a speech.
Oh, now, Myrtle, no.
Come on, stand up, Mr. Arnold. That's it.
I've been making so many speeches in the last few weeks that I didn't think anybody'd ever want to hear me again.
Oh, you sure do.
Well, it's great, as Myrtle said, to see you all together again. And nobody's better pleased than I am. I know this is going to be the beginning of real happiness for you all, and I have some news for you.
What? Good news, Mr. Vinyl?
Well, I'm going to Chicago.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wonderful! Oh, gosh, did you hear that, Myrtle? Jack's going to Chicago.
Oh, yes, I heard. It sounds wonderful.
I've decided that I'll go out there and hang out my shingle. I resigned from the prosecutor's staff here, and, well, you see, I don't want to go back to a life of sending people off to jail, so... I'm going out where I can defend them. I may be awfully broke, so you suppose I can come around and borrow a buck once in a while from you folks?
Oh, you can borrow money for me,
Jack. Oh, Jack, I'm so glad. You know, that was the one thing I didn't like about leaving New York, leaving you here, after you've been so good to me and Margie.
Oh, thank you, Myrtle, but then I suppose sooner or later the show will leave Chicago and leave me stranded out there all alone.
Oh, let's not talk about that, Jack. You're going to Chicago, and so are we. When do you go?
Well, Sandfield's asked me to defend him, and I'll have to stay here for the trial.
Uh-huh. Well, how long do you think that'll take?
Well, not very long, I hope. I'm sure I'll get a quick acquittal for him. All the sympathy's on his side.
Oh, I hope he gets off. If he hadn't stepped in when he did,
I know. Say, where's Clarence?
Oh, he went out a minute ago. He said he wanted to see Judge Casey. Oh,
I hope he comes back right side up.
Say, Jack, you're not eating anything.
Ah, well, I've been too busy talking and making speeches.
Well, now you go on and eat, and we'll talk.
Okay, fine.
Gee, I was hungry, Marit.
Is that why you haven't been talking, Billy?
Yeah, Bear Grain. You know, you look swell, dear.
Thanks, Billy. You look pretty good yourself.
I lost 4 pounds while I was in the hoose gal, but
I better gain them all back tonight.
Say, Billy, aren't you thrilled about going to Chicago?
Hayfield isn't taking me.
Oh, yes, he is. I saw him this morning, and he decided to take you with him.
You mean you talked him into it?
Well,
oh, I know, Don, what you did. And after all, I did to you.
Oh,
forget it, Billy.
Oh, look, here comes a policeman, and he's all unshoveled.
Oh, you mean disheveled.
Oh, look, his
collar's torn off. What in the world?
Oh, she's coming right in here.
I'll take care of this. Now, you girls keep quiet. Yes, officer, were you looking for someone?
Yeah. Are you Mr. Arnold?
Oh, yes, my name's Arnold. Why?
Do you know a guy named Clarence Tipping Tuffer?
Oh, yes, of course. What's the matter? Is he hurt?
No, he ain't hurt, but...
Well,
Well, what is it?
Well, he's in the wagon outside.
What? Well, the proprietor calls me in to get Judge Casey out here. And this mug, Tippy Tuffle, comes rushing outside of this place looking for trouble.
Well, he walks up to me and he says, Officer,
I look after my friend George Casey, and anyway, I don't like your face, he says.
Well, I'm a peaceful guy, and I see he's a little under the weather, so I says, yeah. And with that, he's all over me like a Greek wrestler. Look, he blacked me eye, and he kicked me shins, and he tore the collar off me coat, and he got me badge. You'd better come outside, Mr.
Clarence seems to have gotten into trouble with the law again. Still, everybody has had a wonderful time at the party. Generous-hearted Mert has forgiven Billy, and the girls can now devote their energies to show business where they belong once again. Don't miss the next thrilling episode in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.